The six-party meeting on the sidelines of an ASEAN foreign ministers' dialogue in Singapore is being described here as an informal gathering, but it will nonetheless be a significant milestone in the Chinese-organized nuclear negotiations which have been underway since 2003. North Korea agreed in principle in 2005 to give up its nuclear program in exchange for energy aid and diplomatic benefits from the other parties to the talks, the United States, Japan, Russia, South Korea, and host China. A detailed agreement was completed last year, and the process gained momentum in late June when North Korea issued a promised declaration of its nuclear activities, and the United States began the process of lifting sanctions against the reclusive communist state. Briefing reporters, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the ministerial-level gathering will be a useful follow-on to a heads-of-delegation meeting held earlier this month in Beijing. McCormick said the ministerial talks would be loosely structured and unlikely to produce any specific outcome, but he said they would be important in that, in the wake of the North Korean declaration, the ministers will begin to chart the final phase of the process, yielding a nuclear-free Korean peninsula.
We have made progress up until this point. All the parties, North Korea has made progress in fulfilling its commitments. We are doing so ourselves, as are the other parties in the six-party talks. And once we complete phase two, we're going to be moving to a crucial phase, phase three. And that phase ends with the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. There are no interim steps, and that means North Korea being completely out of the nuclear business.
McCormick said there was no current plan for Rice to meet separately with her North Korean counterpart, but that he expects them to interact fully in the six-way session. The agreement reached last year envisages a formal ministerial-level conference, and McCormick said such a meeting will still be held and that the Singapore discussion is not a substitute for it. Rice is scheduled to be in Singapore next Wednesday and Thursday on a foreign tour that takes her first to Abu Dhabi early next week for informal meetings with Gulf foreign ministers. After the ASEAN-related meetings in Singapore, she visits Australia and New Zealand and attends a meeting of Pacific Island leaders in Samoa. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.